The Minoans also worshipped on hilltops or in caves, where shrines were visited at certain times of the year or times of need. There is also evidence from Knossos, among other places, that their religious beliefs may have included the occasional human sacrifice, something that may have been connected with the fertility of the soil and rainfall. So what are we to make of this civilization? It's very different from that of Egypt or Mesopotamia. It's not a civilization of city-states, nor is it a highly unified kingdom under a supreme divine monarch. Nor is it an empire. It appears to really, in a way, be a sort of commercial network. You have Knossos, the biggest palace in northern Crete. You then have a series of smaller centers, like the small town of Gournia, dug by the first woman archaeologist to dig in Crete, Harriet Howes, probably ruled by an independent ruler who maybe paid tribute to Knossos, and there was a constant interaction and interconnectedness between these different small kingdoms, and together they constituted a civilization with record-keeping and a very complex, I suppose you would call it commercial operation, that kept track of transactions, kept track of ships' cargoes and so on, kept track of tribute. Because one thing is certain, Minoan ships and sailors and traders were respected over a wide area of the Mediterranean world at the time. And in Egyptian records, there were tales of a distant island far on the horizon called Keftiu. And Keftiu was Crete. And then suddenly, Keftiu vanishes from Egyptian records. Why, we don't know. But there is one possible hint, although a very vague one. In about 1628 BC, and the date of this event is much debated by the experts, a huge volcanic eruption on the island of Santorini, north of Crete, blew the center of this island into space. And I mean blew it into space. If you go to Santa Rita today, there is this huge crater with a volcanic cone in the middle, which represents the chasm left by this enormous violent explosion. A huge cloud of volcanic ash fell on central and eastern Crete. High tidal waves must have lashed its northern shores. The prevailing northwest winds carried the ash far over the eastern Mediterranean. How do we know that? From deep sea cores, where the ash forms a very distinctive level. Make no mistake, by any standards, this was a huge cataclysm. To the point where some people have speculated, albeit rather boldly, that this explosion in fact represents the legendary death of the lost continent of Atlantis, which sank below the waves. Although it must be confessed that this theory really has no grounding in fact whatsoever. The disaster which rivaled and probably exceeded the great volcanic eruption of the island of Krakatoa in Southeast Asia in 1883, must have caused damage to Minoan civilization, which lay so nearby. In fact, the community on Santorini, Akrotiri, the village we've already mentioned, was buried under many feet of fine volcanic dust, to the great delectation of archaeologists who can see a Minoan village, a remote one, abandoned while it was still being used, with even the pots and domestic artifacts and beds still remaining in the houses. Ash must have blanketed many fields on Crete. But it does not seem to have destroyed civilization itself. How do we know this? Because the palaces continued to thrive until about 1450 BC, when the second Knossos Palace was destroyed by fire.